Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I had a chance this morning to go on a 3-mile hike with all three of my daughters in the woods and in the creeks and do some geology, find some fossils, and I was just in ecstasy. I have never found absolute pure contentment, but for those few hours out there, I was in heaven. So close to God, so close to innocence. And imagine wanting to hurt that innocence. Everything we stand for is about resisting those that don't just hate innocence, but want to destroy it. And his religion is attacking it. I do pledge, I do swear on the altar of God to grow up and be even more fierce and focused and professional in my fight against the New World Order. Because we've been proven right. We've been correct about the horrible prospectus of who these people are. And now they're just out in the open flaunting it. And that means we've got to defeat them. Man, I wish I was wrong about all this, but I wasn't. And it's because I got advised by the type of people that would know what was really going on. The head of the largest jurisdiction, single jurisdiction of the FBI, the head of the Air Force secret weapons program, and others. I mean, I didn't go looking for the devil worshippers. They came and found me. Growing up in Dallas around rich people, I thought it was just there. And then I found out it's everywhere. Just like the Bible says, just like Paul says. And so people can say, man, Alex, you sure preach a lot these days. Hey, I didn't go to one of these seminaries. I'm not trying to be an authority. I have been in the trenches. I have studied. I have been all over the place. And I'm telling you, you will always find a servant of the devil behind everything going on. I mean, look at 5G, 6G coming out. Look at the GMO. Look at the vaccine. All of it is to hurt us. All of it is to stunt us and make us dumb so they can try to confuse us and get us to willfully join with evil and give up our soul. It's all about that. And I just thank God every day that I'm not Hillary Clinton and that I'm not John Podesta and I'm not these people. I mean, you just look at them. They are just soul-sucked, horrible individuals bound for an eternity of only being with their own type of people. You imagine being all those spirits just with each other, not having kids to feed on anymore. That's why they want to take the children with them. They just are so pissed. They would want to be in the presence of God. That's like nails on a chalkboard to them. And so I want to thank you all for your prayers, your support. You're the only reason we're here. And I'm just extremely honored. Millie Weaver's coming up. Let me finish up with Hillary Clinton because I mentioned that. Here's part of the... let's finish. Well, no, we already finished up with Hillary Clinton. What? It is Hillary Clinton. The part I was getting to with Van Jones. Here it is.
I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not because she's also a Russian asset.
Okay, so just a fact, huh? Tulsi Gabbard's a Russian asset and Jill Stein's a Russian asset. Out front now, Van Jones, host of the Van Jones Show. So that's how she puts it out there. I mean,
she's playing a very dangerous game. I mean, Hillary Clinton... if you're concerned about disinformation, if you're concerned what the Russians do is they spread disinformation, they get us divided against each other. That is what just happened. Just throw out some information, disinformation, smear somebody, She is Hillary Clinton. She's a legend. She is.
Well, Van Jones just said something that was true, but it's not the Russians. It's the globalists create division. What does CNN do? Create division. We'll be right back with gigantic election fraud news. We have them.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, November 10th, 2019. Millie Weaver is about to take over for the next few segments, then I'll be back. She's joining us live to lay out proof of hundreds of thousands of people put back on the Kentucky rolls who don't live in the state for many years, who are non-citizens, you name it. And then the rabbit hole got even deeper. A whistleblower sent them more information. After that, thousands of pages. Bev Harris of Black Box Voting looked at it. She says it's legit. This is crazy. So she's about to take over. And remember, we can only bring you this type of information because of your financial support and your word of mouth. We're supposed to be off the air. We're supposed to be deplatformed. Now they're taking anybody off Facebook that talks about the CIA fake whistleblower, Sierra Mala, even though that's totally legal, has been confirmed to be so. It's just amazing. And the Schiff won't let people face their accusers in the kangaroo show trials that Congressman Nunes and others are talking about. So this is an incredible time to be alive and the time to exercise our free speech. So please, if you're listening on local AM and FM stations, tell folks about them, support them. Local TV stations, spread the word. Infowars.com/show, band.video. That's how we're here. And yes, I didn't plug last hour. The crew's reminding me to plug. We have the new Trump is Innocent t-shirts. We're selling those at cost to spread the word. We have a giant sale, Everything Must Go sale, that's been extended almost a week because I've been so busy with breaking news. I haven't had time to look at inventory and do a new special. A lot of stuff is selling out right now, but we have the bubblegum, all-natural children's toothpaste, fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine, fortified for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm very excited to announce our newest addition to the family, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, developed by my father, a retired dentist and oral surgeon and scientist. He's an oral surgeon, too. And with the top lab in the United States that has the big patented certified silver salt that's used in hospitals and sold over the counter. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just healthy, good tooth whitening. It knocks out the bacteria, the gingivitis, the bacteria that caused that. And it's got the above sea coral calcium carbonate, which is known not only to whiten, but remineralize your teeth. So this is the best toothpaste you're going to find. No reviews of it yet. We just got the first run in. It is beyond incredible. And again, it doesn't compete with Super Blue. That's colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste that's concentrated and excellent. This is specifically designed for whitening and for annihilating bacteria. Whether you use it every day or once a week, it's incredible, and it's next level, 25% off out of the gate. There's a lot of patented proprietary things in it. There's no other toothpaste like this. You are going to be blown away. InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off out of the gates. The bubblegum toothpaste, 50% off. The adult is almost sold out. That's why it's gone back to regular price, and your purchase is what funds this entire operation. And quite frankly, the fact that we don't back down because we understand there is no victory in backing down. The globalists win, which we cannot let happen. You're not going to find this information anywhere else. There's no other organization like InfoWars. I wish there was more organizations like it. But we are the best because you are the best. So InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's bring her in for the rest of this segment and the next. She's going to be hosting. She's got a big list of things. She said, let's cover all this. And I said, listen, If you only got two segments, I better have you do it or you'll never get to it all. You're doing a great job. I stayed up last night for 2.5 hours with my middle daughter. She saw me watching it, wanted to watch it, watching Millie and one of the other ladies that was on with her live on YouTube with tens of thousands of live viewers laying out all these documents and things. But she's just going to give you the recap of what's happened, the breakdown of what's coming next, because we're having to absorb thousands of pages of documents with each dump. That's why I sent so many people to Veritas, because they can do a great job as well. But whatever you do, if you're a whistleblower, it's part of the system coming down. People standing up and saying Epstein was murdered. When we say it, the Navy SEAL says it, and the coroners say it, and now everybody's saying it. And it's a power of the people to override the MSM propaganda and their false narratives. So that's why we're in the middle of this revolution, and it's going to explode from here on out. But the enemy's going to strike back, and it's going to be one hell of a dangerous time. So, again, get right with God, folks. Enough of me, Millie Weaver, and then I'll be back at the bottom of the hour again on this live Sunday transmission. Ladies and gentlemen, Millie Weaver.
Well, on Friday, we made the bombshell discovery when a woman who is a South Dakota resident came forward, actually a North Dakota resident, she came forward with evidence that herself and her immigrant husband had been registered to vote in the Kentucky election as Democrats. Well, the crazy thing about this is that this woman is a Republican and her immigrant husband is ineligible to vote. To make matters worse, they have not lived in Kentucky for over 8 years. So that was the first red flag, and that is when we had a recorded phone call with the Kentucky Board of Elections, and that is when we heard for ourselves from the Board of Elections that 175 purged inactive voters that had been removed from the voter rolls were put back on the voter rolls last minute. Why? Because the Attorney General, Andy Beshear, who now is the Democrat incumbent that won the gubernatorial election against Matt Blevin, somehow he sued with a bunch of other Democrats to get these 175,000 voters that were purged back on the voter rolls. What's interesting is after we broke this story and it went big on InfoWars, now I was checking my inbox, my email for my website, because I was being inundated with others who have lived in Kentucky in the past saying, wow, this happened to me as well. I lived in Minnesota, and now I'm checking, and it looks like I've been re-registered in Kentucky. People that lived in Florida and haven't been in Kentucky since 2004 coming forward to me saying, I'm registered to vote as well. I was put back on the voter rolls. Is this how the Democrats are committing voter fraud? So that was amazing to see that. But I just so happened to find in my email after breaking this huge story, a massive whistleblower came forward and dumped hundreds of documents at my feet, evidencing what might be one of the biggest scandals we've seen, evidencing Kentucky voter fraud. And here's the thing, it's not just Kentucky. They've got documents and evidence evidencing Indiana elections and Tennessee elections. This is happening all throughout the country. So what did they drop in my feet? Well, first of all, I'll tell you why I haven't released it yet to the public. The amount of information here includes private information. It includes the serial numbers for these voting machines. It includes administrative passwords, account logins. It includes the audit logs. It includes private banking information, checks, wire transfers between the owner of the company that runs all the voting machines. So let me give you a recap. Basically, the reason I can't release this to the public is, one, I could get in trouble for doing so. So the important thing here is we are going to be releasing some of the documentation that's legal for us to release. And the other big amount of the information we are trying to hand off right now to the proper authorities so that we can ask you then, the listeners, to all demand that a thorough investigation be done into the Kentucky election results. Now, what's interesting is we were able to speak with Bev Harris. She is the woman behind Black Box Voting. She has a lot of expertise and knowledge and she looked over some of these documents and said, yes, they are real. They are legitimate documents. This is all official ballots, and the HTML, the code inside of these electronic voting machines. So we've already verified this is real. Okay. The next step here is, okay, we need to get this information out to the public. So let's break through this. Okay, so the owner of this company called Harp Enterprises, this whistleblower has given bank account information from this owner. They've given checks, wire transfers. They've given all of this evidence, which alleges fraud and definite conflict of interest between the owner of this company dealing with foreign entities. Talk about foreign interference and foreign meddling. Well, we may just have evidence that there's been foreign meddling in the Kentucky election. And guess what? Big surprise. It's not Russian. It's not Russian. So, but I bet the Democrats would want to try to claim that when that's not the case. So on the other side of this break, I'm going to be thoroughly breaking down what is inside some of these emails, the information I can give you. But my gosh, this is bombshell, and the Kentucky election might have very well been.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Millie Weaver, and you're watching the Alex Jones Show. Now, just before the break, I was talking about this bombshell whistleblower that leaked hundreds of documents evidencing voter fraud in Kentucky. Now, I am just overwhelmed here with all of this information, all of these documents, so it's going to be kind of tricky to get all this information in just in this last segment that I'll be here, but I want to get through some of the key points here. One of the key points is that the owner, apparently, according to these documents, we have wire transfers of the owner of HARP Enterprises, which HARP Enterprises is the company that owns all the voting machines in Kentucky that did the election. How do you feel about that? One single private company owning all of the voting machines in an entire state and being in charge of that election. Now, the owner, the wire transfers that we see in the owner's bank account, which these documents are alleging, shows wire transfers being given to the owner from foreign companies, software companies that are doing work that involves software that models the outcome of elections. So basically, you type in what you want, how many voters, what your voting block is, and it can show you how to get the result you want. So, gee, is that suspicious? I think that's reason enough to look for and to demand more investigation into the Kentucky election. But it gets worse, okay? We also have audit logs of the electronic voting machines, which show scripts being run as export of tally happening live, which evidences fractional voting. Okay, so there's a strong reason, there's strong evidence here for us to demand, okay, we need to have investigation. And like I said, we are going to be handing this information off to the proper authorities. Now, there's also evidence of us, Roger Baird, the owner, being given large sums of money and also putting $75,000 checks into his bank account. So there's a lot of evidence here that could indicate that there's a major conflict of interest between this owner of this company that runs all the voting machines, that he should not be doing our elections. Oh, and here's another interesting tidbit that was found in this leak. There are employee correspondences between the owner of this company with his other employees talking about some of his employees' posts on social media. Well, can you guess what these posts are about? That's right. They're about President Trump and his employees going on Trump derangement rants on the internet. So this is a company that oversees all the election machines, and their employees are going on Trump derangement rants, talking about Orange Man bad and how much they hate the president, hate Republicans and conservatives. Okay, so there's a bias right there, and that should concern everyone. Okay, and not to mention the fact that it is being reported that Kentucky's turnout is unusual. They've had the largest election turnout since 1995, okay? They were expecting about a 31% registered voter turnout this election in Kentucky, and they wound up having a 42% turnout, which is a lot higher than what they were anticipating, and in fact, the highest since, what I said, 1995. So there's a little bit of an odd anomaly right there. But there's more, okay? It's unbelievable just looking through these documents. I've been doing it for hours now, and we continue to find new things all the time. There's evidence that one county received 120 pounds worth of absentee ballots last minute. That should concern someone. Let's see, nonprofit Kentucky Center for Special Children's Services, Inc. In fact, for-profit Carriage House Educational Services dealing with children. I mean, there's basically what we're seeing is there's a lot of evidence of fraud in here. And whoever this whistleblower is, we have reason to believe they might still be there. We don't know. It could just be some random person that happened to come across a dumpster full of documentation, but whoever this person was very thorough, and the amount of documents we have here is astonishing. We've got more evidence of SMI Acquisition LLC being the registered agent in Virginia that is linked to over 108 dubious or shadow companies. So we're seeing a lot of shell corporation activity here. The bottom line is that why are we having the company that runs all the electronic voter machines have their own employees going on Trump derangement rants, and they send all these employees out to manage each machine? And we learned that from the documents because we've got hotel reservations, we've got lists of names of people who were the representatives that manned each machine. We even have passwords, okay, for the machines. And let me tell you, the passwords for the electronic voter machines are terrifying. Democrats want to act like, oh, we're so concerned about Russian interference or Russian hacking, yet the password for the electronic voter machines, the administrative password, is the most simple password you could ever imagine. It's as simple as Podesta's password that he had, okay? You could probably guess it off the top of your head. No special characters, no numbers, no capitalizations, nothing. One word. And I can't believe that that's all the security they have for these voter machines. Yet we're supposed to believe that they're really concerned about about Russians hacking the election and the machines. That should be concerning. Your Facebook password is probably stronger than the password for these electronic voting machines. And I wonder if that's because then they'll have culpable deniability if anyone were to get into the machines, or if the results look a little bit funny, they can say, well, maybe somebody got into the machines that wasn't supposed to. You've got people exporting data from the machines. We have a lot of slips for maintenance reports for the machines showing low batteries and showing all this machine maintenance going on. It's alarming, to say the least. What we have here is very alarming. It should scare everyone. And what I'm seeing here when I'm looking through this documentation, I'm thinking, wow, this is such a complicated scheme and operation that we're seeing here. The people running this operation have to be people who are extremely intelligent, okay? This is not some base-level stupid crime going on here. This is like got deep state written all over it. Okay, you gotta have a very high IQ to be able to wrap your head around this stuff, let alone be the one going out there and engaging in this level of fraud. So we are going to be releasing more of this documentation. You can find more of this on my Twitter account, Millie_Weaver. You can also find more information from one of the people I've been working with on this, Tori Says, on Twitter. We will also be putting out more information on Loomer.us, on Laura Loomer's site, and you can also find it on my YouTube channel. I did a large stream last night, a two-hour stream, where myself and Tori, we break down all of what we're seeing here. We go into it in depth. So if you want more information on this, I advise you to go to my YouTube channel, Millennial Millie on YouTube, and watch the stream. And stay tuned, follow, you know, keep watching Infowars.com, because that's where we're going to be breaking these whistleblower stories. Because we are in an age now where more and more people are coming forward because they don't want to go along with the globalist New World Order plan to destroy America. So please continue to support Infowars so we can continue to do this important work, and we can continue to be a platform available for whistleblowers who want to come out and reveal the schemes the lying globalist New World Order are trying to run on us to destroy our country. So thank you so much, guys, for
The Alex Jones Show. A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take a high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself. And to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That sounds kind of crazy. But,
yeah.
You know.
But if it's so bad crazy, then why are they so scared that anybody... I mean, hear what I have to say. Here, hi, I'm Alex Jones.
Yeah.
You work here?
No, I'm a student here.
But you're doing some graduate stuff or stuff here?
No, sometimes in my free time. The museums are free for all students, so you're allowed to come.
Oh, that's cool. Well, here, come over here because I want to talk to folks. Would you like to come in studio sometime, and we'll play this video, and we'll post it first, and you can bring your evidence, then I can bring mine, scientific. And then what if I show you 50 billionaires saying exactly what I just said, but saying it's a good idea to get rid of humans, the post-human world?
I'd be very surprised.
Really?
I mean, I'd have to check the credibility of the source. If he gave me the information beforehand, I'd have time to fact check it.
So is it not true that life expectancy is dropping?
Life expectancy is dropping in some places, yes.
No, everywhere where they have glyphosates.
And that's one of the big ones. Just like breast cancers are way up. Like Brazil didn't really have any breast cancer that you couldn't even really register until they put glyphosate in there. And then now they have a rate almost as high as us.
Where are you going with this?
In just 25 years, oh, I mean, you just said everything's fine. Why would they tell us? Why would they tell us that you could drink glyphosate 30 years ago? I was on there 25 years ago saying it's deadly, gross cancer, and I've all been proven right about that. Just like atrazine makes frog and toad populations collapse because the males try to have sex with the males and don't fertilize the female eggs. This rather large amphibian supposedly lived millions of years before the dinosaurs. Its species could have been extincted a lot quicker if there had been some atrazine added to the water, because then the males would have only been attracted to the males, and then bye-bye.
Just going a second back, you mentioned about how I said that everything's getting better. I never said that. I'm just skeptical of your silicon-based life technology.
Well, no, I mean, you haven't heard the whole establishment say we need to reduce the world population to save the planet.
I believe that.
Oh, you believe that? Like Dr. Pianca here at UT.
I don't know about Dr. Pianca.
You like Dr. Pianca?
But I believe, I don't know about Dr. Pianca. There's a lot of doctors here at UT.
Well, he's the head of the biology department.
Okay. I'm a computer science student.
Well, you know, when my dad was here in the 60s in Plan 2, Professor Speer was the head of the botany department.
Okay.
And they took him down and showed him the secret nuclear reactors under here, and then they tried to recruit him into a larger government project. My dad didn't get involved with that project, but I mean that's the type of real stuff that goes on in the real world. Like you understand, like in law and in science and all that, you have the porch scientists and the porch lawyers that don't know how things work, and then you have the inner guilds that actually know everything works.
How do you think everything actually works then? The inner guilds.
Well, I mean, I know when I was a kid. I mean, I was told that HIV was a race-specific biological weapon, and that Northern Europeans don't have receptor sites on the T lymphocytes to take it on, and that it was a virus that would then mutate into being harmless, and then it was a bioweapon launched on Africans. And now they've had Indian and Russian and African scientists go in and prove all of that. And then I have Dick Cheney writing in a PNAC paper bragging about bioweapons, and then I used on blacks. And then I have race-specific weapons, race-specific bioweapons. Then I have State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger, 1972. Talking about how they wanted to do this through vaccines and other things and through chemicals to third world populations to sterilize them. So, hey, what about the Tuskegee experiment? Giving black people syphilis. And then it turned out it wasn't just those poor folks. It was people all over the world. The U.S. government was giving syphilis and vaccines.
So far I've listened to you make about 10 different claims.
Oh, no, no.
I don't know the legitimacy.
No, I said you can come in.
Yeah.
We're going to post this.
Okay.
You can give us your number. And you can have a month, a week, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can come in. And then you can tell me how all these things are wrong on air.
Sounds great.
Because they're not. How about hydro?
I think you're wrong.
How about
I give you too much publicity?
How about yes, you're going to give me so much publicity. You're just scared to come in and debate me. Hydrofluorosilicic acid. I said 25 years ago it causes lower birth rates, it causes infertility, it causes sterilization, it causes lowered IQ, and it causes bone cancer. Most of these fossils were found during commercial digs where shopping malls are being built or the ground's being broken for a farmhouse. And you dig up this guy, who millions of years ago was swimming through the shallow seas of Texas, hoping that it wouldn't get snapped up by a plesiosaur or a mosasaur, the apex predators of their time.
So how do you collect your facts, I'm wondering? Backtracking a little bit. When you have, do you have an idea and then try justifying it through facts? Or do you have facts and then try coming up with an idea?
Well, usually I'm just simply going, oh, look at this piece of legislation. Or look, men were just arrested in Connecticut for words they said. And the NAACP said they want to get rid of the First Amendment. So 99% of what I cover is an already developed news story that's not even being debated. Okay? And so that's 99% of what I do. It is a corporate media, almost like war propaganda level disinformation.
It's somewhat challenging too to bet.
No. It's like corporate disinformation. Mm-hmm. The few things they pick about me that aren't even accurate that they then put on display and tell people about all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a fact that they have found live polio virus hundreds and hundreds of times in polio vaccines being pushed by the United Nations.
You say that these corporate entities are spreading disinformation. Some would argue, in fact, I would argue, that you're spreading disinformation in many of your interviews. You give about 10 or 15 stated facts, and then you create a claim without allowing the other person to argue.
Well, that's because usually people don't even know what I'm talking about. Bayer Pharmaceutical, 15 years ago, got caught in an international scandal that had been going on for 20 years before. Mm-hmm. And I was on the ground and broke it all 24 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because I would have people on who had proof. And this doctor was a prosthesis doctor. He worked in the Arkansas prisons. And he saw them taking blood from people every week who were selling it in the prisons. And he knew they had HIV and hepatitis, most of them. And they were selling it to Bayer Pharmaceutical in Canada. And the Clintons were being paid millions of dollars off of that. And I first was one of the first people to break that. After he came on my show, his center in Little Rock was firebombed. And the Hemophiliac Society of Canada the same night was attacked. And then it came out, they didn't stop us, a few years later, that Bayer had signed a deal knowingly getting HIV and hepatitis blood, mixing it together, making factor VIII, and then knowingly shipping it all around the world. And the corporate heads in this lawsuits and documents, the indictments that came out,
yeah,
admitted, they said, yeah, there's too many hemophiliacs. So Bayer Pharmaceutical, who of course helped the Nazis, knowingly shipped factor VIII blood product with HIV and hepatitis for more than a decade, and they did it on purpose because they like to kill people and they wanted to be able to manage it and cover the whole thing up, just like the atomic experiments. Do you know about the radiation experiments on tens of thousands of children in the U.S.?
No, I do not.
You know about the ringworm children in Israel?
This is an example.
How the U.S. government paid to radiate.
You're giving a whole
children.
Bunch of you're stating facts that I or anyone else walking through this campus would have no idea to know off the top of their head.
You know what Joe Rogan did when I was on him last time? He sat there with his guys Googling it.
In the back? Yeah.
And I would say, you know, and by the 1950s, they had systems to be able to microwave sounds directly in the brain. They'd pull it up. And, you know, they had VR goggles in 1967. My dad saw them at UT in a secret project they had with CD-ROM boosters. They pull it up. They're like, the U.S. lab thing, the total goggles, just like we have today. And then I already know about a bunch of other stuff I can't even tell you about.
Do you believe that?
I held my wife was at the University of Washington, and she was just a mainline student. They brought into a CIA program, but about Bill and Melinda Gates with total VR to teach you battlefield surgery before you're even a doctor. That was done by doctors that would teach you to do surgeries over there, but that was just one level of it. This guy, that's right, a gigantic armadillo, supposedly only disappeared 12,000 years ago at the end of the last ice age. I tell you, I don't believe a word they say. I only believe AOC. And she says, we're all dead in 10 years.
You mentioned all these globalists. They don't want you spreading this information. Who in specific? Do you think they find your information dangerous, what you're stating?
Yes, Bill and Melinda Gates, two Mondays ago, funded the episode of The Good Doctor. They admit they funded it. Now, the UN funded it. The whole thing attacks me and puts out all the Sandy Hook BS you just said. That's on record. Bill and Melinda Gates. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Bill and Melinda Gates financed that show.
Earlier you mentioned
how the entire program of the producers and makers mm-hmm. of Homeland admit that whole show is to demonize and attack me, and the plan is to demonize me so bad they put me in jail. Why would they do that? Okay, let's look it up. You think I'm lying? That whole show they admit is meant to take me down. Okay, let's give you another show. Chris Carter came out with a new X-Files and said, I think Alex Jones is good, and put out that character who's proven right in the show. So there's a whole civil war going on. You know why Chris Carter's aware? The CIA came to Chris Carter 10 months before 9/11 and said, we want you, he's done an interview, we want you to produce a show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. head. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth, 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut, that's 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much, that's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Jets, plasma to the World Trade Center, using remote control that is then blamed on Afghanistan as a pretext to launch a war.
I'm not a big viewer of fiction television, but I did get a little bit into Game of Thrones. And I was telling my children that dire wolves were a real wolf that's extinct. They didn't believe me until I took them to this museum. And there you have it. That's a smaller skeleton of one, but they literally are called dire wolves. That's where they get those for the film.
So I can't comment about that, but I did listen to a bit of your Joe Rogan clip, and I know you mentioned in it, correct me if I'm misstating what you're saying, because I don't want to misstate you, you said that NASA is a breakaway government from the Nazis.
Well, no. Yes, NASA is set up by Kennedy. They brought 36,000 scientific Nazis over, and the Goddard Space Center, Wernher von Braun, ran the Nazi super weapon program.
But I remember your wording. You said, you did say that they brought over Nazi scientists, which I believe is true. I'm not sure about that.
Operation Perfect Blue.
But then you said NASA is a breakaway government.
You guys get in there too, it's fine.
I'm good.
So NASA is a breakaway government from the Nazis.
Well, I mean,
because we hired Nazis.
Everybody knows the CIA is at least 7 different groups. I mean, there's factions and everything. When I say a breakaway government, you've heard of mission creep.
No, I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you certainly heard about institutions and things having their own missions and breaking off and doing things.
Yeah, that's most corporate, Sam. It's different things.
Yes, exactly. So NASA is its own secretive
breakaway separate government. The CIA and the National Security Act is admittedly a breakaway separate continental government, COG.
Do you believe NASA does anything that's good?
I mean, here's the deal. I was talking about shadow government in deep state 25 years ago, because that was in the Frank Church committees. That's what they call it.
Do you still think NASA is a breakaway government from the Nazi government, or do you believe now the American government has full control of NASA?
I was not saying that the Nazis had control of NASA. I'm saying Nazi scientists were brought over to create NASA.
Okay.
That's not debatable.
No, I think it is true that maybe some Nazis did work for NASA. But when you had that Joe Rogan clip, you made it seem like not the Nazis were
controlling
the NASA.
Did you know that the space shuttle was only on the blueprints? It's called the Silverbird. And it's an atomic bomb attack weapon that they had on the board. Okay?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, you launch that, it turns upside down, and it bombs on the same parallel, New York, Chicago, and Seattle. That's where we had Boeing. And they could have completed the weapons if we sent special forces in to prevent the U.S. to destroy them. They were building them at underground bases and were going to launch space shuttles to drop atomic bombs on us from low Earth orbit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a space plane, dude. That's what it is. That's what I was talking about.
Can I ask a question? Okay. Did you just say that they brought Nazis over here to create the NASA?
That's an absolute fact. Yeah.
That's really wrong.
Werner?
The Nazis came over here. They were urban sites. Right after World War II.
Yeah, Wernher von Braun.
And they didn't come here to create NASA. NASA was created later.
By Kennedy.
You don't know your facts.
No, they're bought over weapon systems.
Wernher von Braun.
Of course they did. But they didn't bring them to create NASA. You don't know
your facts. Who's the V-Rocket team?
That's what he was just talking about, NASA. He was talking about NASA being a breakaway separate government.
They brought Wernher von Braun and Nazis over here to create NASA.
I mean, listen.
That is factually
wrong. My grandfather
wrong.
Knew Wernher von Braun right here at UT.
That
you don't know what you're...
factually wrong.
You're just saying factually wrong.
Go read a book about it.
No, I've read plenty of books about it.
Then you have...
No. You should come to debate. You're just arrogant.
No. You're just wrong.
No. The Nazis were brought over here for weapon systems and further atomic programs.
From...
And then NASA was founded by Goddard and by all those guys, and they ran it.
Well, that was different from what you just said.
No, that is not what I just said.
No, the first time you just said...
No, hey, listen, just because you're an arrogant UT type, I got millions of listeners, and that's the fact. And I was explaining that the space shuttle was a called the Silverbird and was on the blueprint plans as a atomic a space plane attack aircraft. Now that's just a fact. That's what I was talking about.
That's an element of truth. But then he creates generals.
That's the classified information of the space shuttle. Type in Silverbird.
No.
Encyclopedia Britannica. Hey. $10,000, I'll bet this guy. Get your name on the line. $10,000 that the space shuttle was developed and planned by the Nazis to drop atomic bombs on the United States. Come on, $10,000. You put your name on it, professor, whoever you are. Let's get you on the radio. And if you're right, $10,000. It's in the freaking encyclopedia that everybody knows the space shuttle came out of Nazi technology and Wernher von Braun.
Thank you for the...
Wernher von Braun was the main technician expert on 2001 Space Odyssey. He was hired by Arthur C. Clarke, the inventor of the telecommunications satellite. You don't know anything. You just arrogantly waddle around with your fluoride heads. Unbelievable. There is an example of the arrogance right there. These people cannot admit anything. He just wanted to create some type of argument. I know full well that NASA was officially created by Kennedy. He probably doesn't even know that. And this guy just asked me a question about Nazis. Okay? That's all.
One thing is for certain. We live on a fantastic planet. And the scientific community has been bought off by corporatists that do not want us questioning and do not want us investigating. And the powerful institutions that have taken over this planet are telling us that humans are obsolete and that the planet's going to be better off once we're gone. That, ladies and gentlemen, is extremely dangerous. So, anyways, the whole point is my grandfather came to several talks that Wernher von Braun actually gave here at UT and talked to him some about it. And that was back when he was talking about still the design of the ring space stations that are spinning so you actually get some gravity and all that. And so that was all theoretical stuff that was being set up.
I don't know about that theoretical stuff, so I'd like to skip talking about that. Do you consider yourself an intellectual?
I think anybody that calls himself an intellectual is a fop.
Okay.
All this intellectual stuff is, most people that call themselves intellectuals claim they have knowledge and information so they can walk around trying to impress each other, but they never get anything done.
So you make a lot of claims.
Translated from the Latin, this guy is named thick-headed dinosaur. So not only was he very, very stubborn, he could also give you one hell of a headbutt.
When someone fact-checks a claim and says it's not true or that it was misleading, perhaps you said something that has an element of truth, but you used it to...
What, like Snopes? Like with a fat lady and her cat?
No, maybe not Snopes, but maybe someone on your team points out and says, hey, this isn't accurate.
Hold on.
What do you do when you find out something you said isn't true? Do you deny, or do you apologize,
or
do you restate?
I mean, all the time. I mean, I say things all the time. Like I said, Trump has sued CNN. No, he's actually started the suit. He hasn't filed it.
Okay.
So, I mean, all the time I do that stuff.
Okay. So when you misstate something, what do you do to correct it? Because you have millions of views. Your platform is huge. You have a very big platform.
I
and people listen. And sometimes people listen to one video. So I would suggest one thing you do is whenever you create a video of your show and you misstate something, you should put in the comments or headlines corrections.
Oh, we've done that.
Yeah, you have. Okay, yeah. Good.
But the New York Times ever corrected purposely lying about WMDs.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, because they're liberal, so it's trendy. You know, this is the same New York Times that tells us men can have babies. And now major tampon manufacturers are taking women off the package because guys want to shove them up their ass.
So let's stop.
So how intellectual does that sound? I mean, let's just get down to brass tacks here.
Ancient alchemists and philosophers, the precursors to today's scientists, believed the world was flat. Others thought it was the center of the universe. Today, our scientists teach us that men who have penises can have a cervical exam, and that men, biological men, menstruate, so men stick tampons up their ass. That's called being insane or in a cult. I'm a thought criminal because I say that biological men shouldn't be winning women's world cycling competitions or, again, sticking tampons up their ass.
Do you think you dramatize specific events that don't represent the entire...
Dramatize 2 million Iraqis starving to death under Clinton's sanctions, and then Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes saying 500,000 dead kids that she killed is a good price to pay. She says, your policy killed 500,000 kids. She goes, yes, they did. I'm proud of it. Want to pull the video up right here? Wants to show it to you?
I don't know what you're
talking about. We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
But I'm not a liberal. If you look like a little demon crone like her, you know, then it's okay. You know, Madeleine Albright got saved from the Nazis by the Serbs. She repaid them with bombing them with DU in Belgrade. And then when she was on that same 60 Minutes show, bragging about killing 500,000 Iraqi children, they noticed stolen art on the walls from Jews that her dad, because she's Jewish, helped round up other Jews and steal their art. So that's who the Clintons work for, a bunch of monsters.
Would you consider yourself a patriot?
Absolutely, a patriot for humanity.
Okay.
I gotta go take care of some stuff.
All right.
But we're gonna post this on InfoWars. You wanna give us your email, we'll give you ours. You wanna pick five of these things you wanna debunk and come on and do it. And you can pick that one thing that guy did earlier. You can pick that thing that guy did earlier where he says that, you know, the Nazis didn't found us. Yeah, we all know JFK signed it and think the Nazis ran the whole damn thing.
Well, I think you're delusional.
I'm delusional! Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I'm delusional. The Nazis weren't involved with NASA, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delusional because these people can't handle it. And I guess injecting 20,000 black people with syphilis in Tuskegee, that didn't happen either.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.